Ah, man. All right. What's up, y'all? It is your boy, Vail, and welcome to, the name should be, it should be Velocity, but the name is a work in progress. Anyway, welcome to my solo podcast. No teeth, so this is not on the porch. None of that. That will be, hopefully, that will be continued in later fall or midwinter, whatever. You never know. But I'm, of course, solo on this one. Of course, my dearest friend Latif has graduated, so it's just me now. So if y'all ever just, you know, enjoyed my voice, this podcast is honestly, it's honestly the one for you, and I hope y'all do enjoy. But anyway, it's been a while since, it hasn't been a while. I'll be talking to Coach, but it's been a while since I just recorded straight, no nothing. But like I said, solo, so it's just me. It feels empty. It's a lot different. This is my third podcast now. Of course, well, technically this is my second, but this is my third because the one with the one with Corey and Nezzo, the first on the porch, is probably never going to see light of day. But nevertheless, that I would count that. But oh, man, time is flying, bro. I was a sophomore when we first recorded that on the porch. And now I'm a whole senior. Isaiah and Corey graduated. Steve graduated. Like, on the porch is now, in terms of Warren, on the porch is over, but me and Teef will take, we taking on the porch. On the porch is going to the moon. I don't care about none of that. But anyway, it's just me. So let's get straight to the meat, of this episode. First episode we have is about goals and for, you know, goals and end of school years too. Of course, this is my final, hey, senior now, this is my final year in here, bro. I'm going to be out here. I'm going to be gone. But I mean, the goal this year is obviously get done. Fine. I need to find something I really need to do, like ASAP, is find what I want to do after high school. That is genuinely one of the biggest concerns of my life right now. Well, nah, it's not a big concern. I have a idea of what I want to do, but I'm not sure on it. And it's not confirmed. There we go. What I want to do is not confirmed by me, because I'm a very, when it comes to me, I'm very indecisive. So I will not think about myself until like it comes time. But, you know, in general, once I started high school, I've been asked numerous amount of times, you know, what do you want to do after high school? Do you want to go to college? Blah, 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 blah. You know, the stuff you usually hear at, say, you know, family reunions, barbecues, when the family's random come at your house, or, you know, people in general just ask you, you know, what do you want to do after high school? And I always feel like I give a different answer every time. I say broadcaster, I say actor, I say director. I just say whatever, like media, like I just say whatever just on my mind at the moment. But it's always a circle between those four or five. I don't know how much I listed, but it's always a circle around them. But I mean, I feel like that's my thing. It's probably one of my bigger issues, is I feel like I always have time. I feel like time is always like, it's always there. Like, I never stress over like a due date, even when it comes to school, like working on stuff, home. Like, I feel like my due date is always like, I can stretch out the due date, not stretch it out, but like I can work around it, and you know, what I want will be done by that. But I mean, as for the school year, it's not something to take lightly. People always say senior years, depending on how your high school years are going, senior year should be your easiest year / lightest. But this is honestly one of the biggest ones. I think me and Teef talked about it like last year on the porch, but this is like probably the second biggest year of your life. Well, no, I say third. I think if you was to rank them, it would be junior, freshman, senior, sophomore. Because sophomore year is just like, all right, sophomore year is just freshman year part two, honestly. And it's kind of easier. My sophomore year was surprisingly easier. But yeah, so senior year is obviously something that you should take serious. But I mean, even with my classes, I'm taking a lot of easier, I'm taking a lot of easier classes. But of course, it's not something to take lightly, as you still need credits. Like, no matter what, I'm always need my credits, and I'm gonna have to get by. But getting by is, of course, like number one on the list of things that I need to get done and need to do. But, you know, but I mean, it's just like a lot of time I'm just sitting in class and I'm just like, bro, like I'm really a junior right now, which is crazy. But I mean, time flies. Like, just yesterday I was with Corey and Isaiah, and we was broadcasting a Ben Davis game, and we was out at Carmel, we was doing all this and that. And then, yes, like a few hours ago, me and Teef just finished recording the On the Porch episode with Miss Winfrey. Like, time just flies, and it shows you that, you know, it's the most important thing that anyone can have. Time is the most important thing ever, in my opinion. So you taking it for granted is something like that should not, it should not be taken for granted, because you can run out of time. You can't run out of anything else, in my opinion. Time is the one thing that no one has enough of. But that was deep. That low key might be in my yearbook. If it's not in my yearbook, it's definitely Get Money. But nah, man. But yeah, just seeing. But on the bright side, though, seeing everybody. This is the one positive of being a senior. Seeing everybody you knew as like a sophomore and junior, you know, graduate and, you know, on the better things. Like, Teef starts school today. Like, he starts, well, as of today and Wednesday, 23rd of August, he starts school today, I think, him and Jordan Alexander. So, I mean, it's always cool to see your homies grow up and just, you know, do their own thing, find their own way in life. But, yeah, seeing everybody go their different ways, my friend Ethan's in Muncie, Tyler's in Wabash. Like, seeing everybody just split, it's always cool, kind of heartbreaking. But, I mean, it's cool. Everybody doing their own thing. Everybody has to come up, of like, they're going to come up on something. They don't need to, but it's always, but, I mean, they want to. It's a drive. That's really what it is. It's a drive that everybody has to, you know, do what they do. But let's get some goals for me. Some goals for me for this school year, though, I ain't going to lie. I mean, I ain't going to say the obvious one. I obviously need to hold the diploma in my hand by June, that Sunday, Sunday on June. I don't know what day it is, but that Sunday on June, I need to hold a diploma. What else? I want to get, bro. If I don't get a plaque for either broadcast, play-by-play, or whatever I'm in, I would be heavily disappointed in myself and all my high school years, because that's something I've wanted since sophomore year. I've been one of the plaques since I seen Isaiah walk that stage. A plaque has been the only thing on my mind since then, and I need to have it. So whether it's play-by-play, broadcast, or whatever, I need one. The goal is all of them. What else? I'm trying to think. I ain't gonna say the obvious one. I mean, not obvious, but like personal one. Probably like weight. I do want to get up in size. I ain't trying to be, you know, broly. I ain't trying to be, you know, the Rock. You know, I'm just trying to be a little build, but that's something that can come in time. What else? I really do want to find what I want to do in life, like truly find it and then just put myself at peace, because thinking about what I want to do is like so stressful, not going to lie. Like, that's why I don't think about it, because it's like, dang, like, what if this doesn't work out? But, I mean, I'm usually confident in most of the things I do and what I want to do. So, that's not an issue. It's just that one. It's always that one moment. I'm like, do I really want to do this? But what else? I'm trying to think what else I want. I think that's it. Yeah, that might be it for now. Yeah. Goodbye. Basically, just getting by, man. Just get by the school year. Of course, go out. If I go to college, go out, succeed there, and do whatever outside. The goal, honestly, a little, if you're listening, I don't know how far y'all in. If you're listening, the goal, me and Teef want to we want to be big. Like, media is our thing, honestly. So we want to be RDC, Corey Kenshin. You know, we want to be that. We want to be on that level of popularity. And not even popularity, but just like success in creating content for others. And because we like, right, a similarity me and Teef had. And we like, that was like most, like, you can see it the most. Was we like making people laugh. Making people laugh was always, and I mean, like, it was always our number one thing to do, because it puts a smile on our face, their face. And when we came together and we made a skit that me and Teef was told to make a skit for Isaiah B, and we had, that was probably the most fun I've ever had in radio or school and like anything in general. That was the most fun I've ever had. Just creating something. We both redirected it. We acted in it. We casted people in it. And it all came out. It came out, I ain't gonna lie, I think it came out pretty good. But we were still young, and we weren't, well, that was our first time directing something, other than like a 21 skit that we barely count. But I swear to God, that skit is still like one of the funniest things we've ever came up with. We just love doing stuff like that, because it's funny. And we just like what we do. We just like being goofballs. We like acting like kids, even though we both respectfully are 18 and, you know, 17. But, like, we still do it because it's in our enjoyment and we want to do what we enjoy as a career. And it is possible. We just got to start early and honestly now and soon. But, obviously, stack up bread, get the camera, get everything you need. And I think success is guaranteed, honestly, if we get what we need and if we drive for it. But me and Teeth are probably the two hardest. I think we are like the hardest working duo ever for what we have done and what we can do. And so I have a lot of hope in us and even the group. It's not going to be just us on that content here and stuff. I think the whole group can come together. Everybody we know are hard workers and funny. That's the thing. You gotta have funny friends, bro. Everyone in the group chat funny. So if we all just came together and we all put our mind to it and was just like, let's make it big, like, it can work. I do think it can work. But how long is it? So yeah, 11 minutes. Yeah, I'll wrap it up right now. That's all from me. I've been yapping for like almost 12 minutes now. So wrap it up here. Thank you for listening. And like I said, there will be guests on here, bro. There will be guests. Some I know I'm gonna have Drew, Chris, Jordan, I know they want to be on a podcast bad. I'm gonna have everybody, Jason. Like, it's gonna be big. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to Velocity. That's all for me. Love, stay safe, look both ways before you cross the street. Yeah, get money.